If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations, both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner, and that will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. Alrighty then, and if you would like to give us a call today, it's Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen. He's doing free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends. Local number 425-373-5527 and toll free is 1-888-298-5569. I do have one line open if you are interested and want to grab it. And let's see, if you want to contact Dr. Nils off the air, if you're not comfortable calling in and working online, or you want to work with him in person, you can check him out at www.nils, that's N-E-L-S, nilshealingministry.com is the website, and number is 425-238-2668. And Dr. Nils, I think if people go to your website and click on the healing packages, that talks about how you work and so forth. But isn't it kind of like at the bottom of the page, there's they send you an email about what's going on?
There's a place where they can click on a link to an animal assessment questionnaire.
Right. That's what you want to do.
You do that, and then that gets you a free consultation with me if after I read the questionnaire I think it's appropriate.
Yeah, it kind of does what I do, which is kind of like a free telephone evaluation before we set stuff up with you, because we want to chat with, at least in my case, I want to chat with you, know what's going on with your animal friend, and make sure that I think I can help you.
Right.
You know,
right.
And then explain how it all works and all that sort of stuff. And that's kind of, you do the same thing.
I do the same thing. My website is going to be changing. I've got a new one. I'm not sure when it's going to launch. A couple weeks, I think.
Hey, you know what? Mine's being rebuilt too. Yeah. Like, how about that? We're kind of in tune. I don't know that mine won't be ready in a couple of weeks, but it is getting totally redone. All righty then. Let's get back to the phone. And it looks like Martha client day today on Animal World. We are going down to Des Moines. And Jeannie, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi, good morning. Nice to talk to you.
Hey, Jeannie, how are you doing and what can we help you with?
Well, I talked to Dr. Nels a couple of months ago about Annabelle, my little tortie rescue cat, who he thought maybe she had a pinched nerve because she was a jumper and she fell, and the vet couldn't find anything wrong with her. So because her legs aren't in synchronization.
So did you talk to him? Did you do that a client assessment evaluation or something? Or?
No, I was listening to that and I didn't realize that last time.
So you talked to him on the air here?
Yes, I talked to him a couple months ago on your show.
Oh, okay. And did he do a session? Did he do a treatment on the air?
Yes.
With Annabelle? Okay. So how's she been doing since that time?
She moved from hiding under the bed to in the living room. 100% underneath the coffee table, so that's where her food and water is. And I'm going camping in my Mini Winnie next month, the month of May.
Camping in the Mini Winnie, that sounds like fun.
Glamping. I'm going to take all four cats.
Oh,
last year when I took her, she was able to get around and jump here and jump there, but now I'm worried about her not being able to move around in the camper.
Well, I'll tune in here and see what I can find.
And you know what? Well, Dr. Nels is tuning in to Annabelle. You're going to take all four cats in the motorhome and go out camping?
Yes, that's what I do every year.
Now, okay. Do you have a good means of confining the cats so they can't get out?
Tried to get out.
You might want to check out what I have. They're made by Sturdy Bag. Sturdy. You could search that online. They used to have a store in the area. I don't know. But I have a tent, and then I have what they called a show shelter. And they're made kind of a material with netting, and they collapse down really flat, so they're easy to pack. But then you can put them up together, expand them out. And it's a really nice container so that if you wanted to, air out the motorhome or something, you could put them in there. Or you could take it outside and put them in it, so they could be out.
Well, that is an idea, but my cats used to have their own little pup tent.
Yeah.
But they didn't. I lived in Michigan, and we had a little pup tent for them, but they did not want to be inside of it at all. Oh, my God, they were like upset with the confinement.
Okay. Well, it would only be used on a temporary basis if you needed it, but it's a nice thing to have with you in case you need to confine them for some reason.
It is a good idea.
Or if you wanted to take them outside for fresh air and stuff.
Well, I have a harness and a leash, sometimes I do that. But I've been very lucky. In 15 years, I haven't had a problem.
Well, excellent. Well, then if it ain't broke, we don't have to fix it now, do we? All right, so Dr. Nels, looks like you're working on Annabelle.
Right. I've been tuning in and finding a few things to do, and we'll hope that helps. Sometimes the challenge with an animal is I can do the energetic work, but sometimes they actually need to have some hands-on contact. So is Annabelle right there with you by any chance?
Yes, I've been petting her, and now she just walked over to her food dish, and she loves to eat.
So well, she's feeling so good with you working on her, she's pigging out, huh?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, good. All right. I was thinking we could run through a little bit of you touching her if you want to do that.
Yeah, that would be great.
Okay. So
you need
to
collect her again.
Her
to interrupt her mid-morning snack here.
Yeah, 11-sies or whatever it is. All right. So
she's kind of skittish, so she kind of moved with.
This is sounding traumatic.
Yeah, she's in my lap.
Okay, we got Annabelle now.
All right, so what I would do is find the middle of the right side of her neck. In other words, not on the back part of her spine, but more over to the side of her neck, and about
on the right side.
On the right side, about halfway between her ear and her shoulder. And
Got
if you
it.
Just kind of rest a finger there lightly, Which hand would you use if you were doing one hand on her neck and one on her lower body?
Well, I've got the phone. Let me. I can't put it on speakerphone, so I've got to hold the phone with my left hand.
Oh, this is, I see, a bit of a challenge. Well, I'll tell you what, then. We'll see if we can do it. The neck one is the most important, so we'll just have you contact the neck, and I'll energetically keep the connection going with the lower one. So you just kind of hold on there with just a light contact. You don't need to rub or put pressure or anything like that. You just keep, maintain a touch.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is feeling for the pulses, and I'm getting some, so it's working.
Good.
Yeah, I get a good solid pulsing going between both of my fingers, which means the energy connection is made, and the touch on the neck is putting information into the part of the brain that controls the muscle tone and also can help reset the fight or flight system. Okay. Lots to be said there. So what we're going to do now, since this one's working so well on my end, is we're going to switch over and just mirror that on the other side of her neck. Touch the other side. All right?
Okay.
Good. And we'll connect those two points, the lower body and the neck. Yeah.
Is that Annabelle talking, or is that somebody else? That's Annabelle.
No, that's Annabelle.
Hi, Annabelle.
We all love you, Annabelle. This is worth it.
Good kitty, Annabelle.
I know, but yeah.
All right, now I'm getting good pulses in both of my fingers for this side. And that usually when we get two sides that have synchronized, they start to calm down. All right, so we can hope that'll happen for her. Okay, actually, and that was what I needed to do with her.
Sorry, I'm going to put her down. Okay.
All right.
There you go, baby. Good girl. Okay.
Yes, so she's balanced, and we'll see if that'll help her out a little bit.
Okay.
She may be one of those animals that needs to physically see me. Where are you located, anyway?
Down in Des Moines.
Okay.
Down almost to Federal Way.
Yeah. Yeah, I do get down to the south end of Seattle.
Do you go that far south?
Not that far south, but I can meet people down behind the Rainier Brewery. There's a business area there where I have a place where I meet people.
Rainier Brewery.
Yeah, down it's right across from the little coffee shop, the Tully's Coffee, behind the brewery there. So it's nice little easy to get to location. At least it seems like it to me.
Yeah, isn't that Intraspace?
Yeah, Intraspace.
Place that you guys do seminars and workshops down there.
Right,
sometimes.
There's things that go on there, including me.
All right. Okay, Jeannie, thanks for calling Animal World. You let us know how Annabelle's doing.
Okay, thank you so much. Have a nice day.
All right, have a good vacation.
Thank you. Uh-huh.
Yeah, have a great time in your mini Winnie.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we are heading to one of our regulars now. We're going to Bothell. And welcome, Sue, to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nils.
Hi, how are you guys?
Oh, we're good.
Good. Hi, Sue.
And you've got Jasper, our kitty with the cancer, and the nose is on chemo, right?
Right.
Okay.
And how is Jasper doing?
Well, he's going in for more chemo tomorrow, but he's right now having a difficult time breathing and a runny nose.
Oh, bless
and
his heart.
He's got kind of an upset tummy, too.
Okay. Well, I've tuned in and found that...
Yeah, because you should be familiar with Jasper by now.
Yeah. So anyway, we have a point on the side of the neck, one of our standard points there, and then one kind of at the bottom of the rib cage. And that area can relate to kidneys and upper digestive tract. So that's may have something to do with some of the crummies in the tummies. All right, now I'm not getting a. This is a wild one. This is one of those ones where it's just my fingers feel like they're fluttering.
Really? Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So it'll take a little bit for that to settle. All right, there.
Yeah, if we can get that settling, that's bound to help him then. If he's that out of balance, because he's been having chemotherapy on and off for some time now, hasn't he, Sue?
Yeah, since June.
Yeah.
Okay, good. We got the right side is now balanced, so we'll see what's happening on the left.
Well, I can kind of, you know, I think I'm tuned in enough now. I can kind of feel it. I just don't feel good.
Yeah.
I feel it in my stomach.
Yeah. It's that area in the kind of the connection between the stomach and small intestine is what I'm picking up. Yeah. And that's oftentimes when I put my hands on an animal like that, I feel there's a spot right where the rib cage finishes up and joins down to the lower back, and that area often becomes hard like a rock, and that's not a good thing. And I kind of get some of that energy that I'm feeling now, so it'd be interesting, you know, if I could actually feel that area, what I would feel.
Yeah.
All right, but we're getting okay now. This one is starting to come in.
Do the vets think that the chemo is doing any good for Jasper, Sue?
We're trying a different, more of an oral one. But he's also talking about, well, if this doesn't work, putting him on heavy doses of prednisolone or whatever and hospice.
Well, yeah. and you know, we know every animal with cancer that we've ever tested has the Plechner imbalance, the endocrine immune imbalance, and you know the treatment for that with cats is prednisolone.
Right.
So that wouldn't be a bad thing.
Right.
In fact, I'd already have him on it if he were mine.
Well, he's on prednisolone, 2 tablets.
He is on it. Okay.
Well, he has been low doses for.
Did you ever get him on any of Dr. Bill Burlingame's immune support stuff?
He's on 1-2 a day and a half a green tablet a day.
Ah, okay, good. So I guess we're doing everything. Looks like did you complete with Jasper, Dr. Nels?
We got the balancing done that I could do with Jasper.
Okay, and then I have a question about if you can tell if a couple things are helping or not.
Okay.
Well, let's fire away. Let's see what I come up with.
Okay, I'm giving him L-lysine.
L-lysine, okay. Mm. Oh.
That didn't test out.
that breaks immediately. Yeah. So that doesn't feel like it's compatible or working for him.
Okay, and then he's on an antibiotic called azithromycin.
Well, that one's working.
Erythromycin.
Yeah, that's one of those ones where I get surprised.
Right. Okay. Yeah. So erythromycin—that's a strong hold. That's holding strong, but the L-lysine broke right through.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything else, Sue?
That's all for today, I guess.
Okay. Well, if you think of something more, you can call us back.
Okay. Thanks. So
all
much.
Right.
Good
God
to talk
bless.
With you again,
thanks
Sue.
For calling Thank to you. Animal World. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. It is that time again. It's time to take care of our advertisers and the most important part of the show, you know, because without them, there's no us. So I want you to listen, support them, thank them, and stay right where you are, because Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project? Finding happiness. But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A Washington.org.
Have you heard about energy balancing for animals? Elite master of the bioenergetic synchronization technique, Nels Rasmussen has been creating transformations in health, mobility, and athletic performance in dogs, cats, and horses for over 30 years. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Accutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Accutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Accutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Spread the word. You don't have to settle for the usual talk radio. Now there's Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey, y'all, this is Martha Norwalk, and we are approaching midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. It's Bioenergetic Synchronization Technique Day with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. We're doing free remote treatments for you and or your animal friends on the air. And I just wanted to say we heard about the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga and all kinds of good stuff going on at Ananda, either at the Meditation Temple in Bothell, East-West Bookshop in Seattle, or the Ananda Farms up on Kamano Island. And it is time to sign up for the CSA. And we been talking about that on the air, but check them out for yoga classes and schedules in Bothell and Seattle, group meditations in Bothell, Linwood and Seattle, Sunday services in Bothell and Seattle, and the main website, www.anandawashington.org, A-N-A-N-D-A, anandawashington.org, or you can give them a call at 425-806-3700, and I believe the Ananda Farm website is anandafarms.org. And you can find out about the CSA that way. And by the way, it is now confirmed, and I'm very excited to say that the first Sunday of June is going to be Ananda Sunday here. And we are going to be, I am so excited to have the co-directors of the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga here in Washington State, Reman and Padma McGillaway. Well, they are Nayaswamis. They are in charge. They're the head honchos, and oh, are they incredible. You've heard both of them interviewed on the air, but they are actually going to be in the studio with us for the entire show, and they teach a marvelous class called Ananda 101. So if you've been kind of eager to, or just curious about what the heck is Ananda and what's it all about, you're going to hear it firsthand from Nayaswamis, Rima, and Padma McGillaway the first Sunday of June, so mark your calendars. And then, of course, you heard again about Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. He is in the studio. We're taking calls. But if you want to check him out, www.nelshealingministry.com. And you can give him a call, not now, after the show, 425-238-2668. 425-238-2668. And then also check out Whispering Dragon Center in Seattle. They will be in the studio next week, Jude and Paul Ponton, doing harmonic energy shifting sessions, and you can see them in person. They also work remotely. Check out their website at whispering-dragon.com and sign up for their newsletter, because they send out a newsletter that always is packed with great information plus classes and workshops. And there are sound portals, healing sound portals, that you can download from their website. They have four of them available now. I think there's a grounding, abundance, joy, and tranquility. And boy, are they phenomenal. So check them out, whispering-dragon.com. All righty, we are going back to the phones. And whether you have one phone line open, 425-373-5527, or 1-888-298-5569. We are headed to Seattle. And Peggy, welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Nels Rasmussen.
Hi.
Hi, Peggy.
Hello, Peggy.
Hello.
What do you need help with today, Peggy?
I'm calling about a rescue dog that I have.
Uh-huh.
And I've had her quite a while, but she...
What's her name?
Her name is Naya.
Naya?
N-A-Y-A. Yeah, Naya.
And what, about 7 years old?
She's a little... Well, probably a little bit older than seven.
Okay.
But being rescue...
Being a rescue, you don't know for sure. So what's going on with Miss Naya?
Well, she came to me very scared. I've worked with her a lot and got her... basically over the fear that she had, because she would jump if I rattled a pan in the kitchen or anything.
Well, good for you.
The reason that I'm calling is because she has had all along this free-floating anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
And she responds to what's going on in the house. Like, it can be good. It can be, you know, some kind of excitement or any kind of energy that's happening around us. She gets anxious and wants to chew.
Mm-hmm.
And what she picks to chew is fabric. And she has, I have all my kitchen towels are partly eaten.
Uh-oh.
I have tablecloths I no longer use because I don't let them hang down because she'll pull them and chew them. And I'd love to help her with this and get over it, you know. And I've also been concerned with her somehow getting a blockage from this fabric sheet. You know, it hasn't happened. She's managed to be okay. But anyhow, I thought maybe this could help her.
Well, very well. Right. It very well might.
I'll tell you what, in my checking, though, I have to work with, there's something with you that I have to deal with first.
Peggy, so you're on the line here. Dr. Nels,
I'm in trouble now.
Yeah, you he's got to work on you first here.
Okay.
What I'm going to have you do is Peggy, I want you to close your left eye, okay? Just close your left eye only. Got it?
Got it.
Okay, and I did my muscle test, and it immediately failed. So that means, yeah, we need to work with keeping your left eye closed. I'll find out what we need to do next.
Have you listened to Dr. Nell's work on the air before, Peggy?
No, but I actually heard him speak in person one time.
Ah, okay.
Oh, wow.
But so when animals obviously can't respond to closing eyes and breathing and thinking things, mm-hmm. but when he's working on a human, you participate in the session. So we'll tell you what to do.
All right, so keeping your left eye closed, I want you to focus on the feeling of pride. And this is a negative feeling of pride, like, you know, if that was the last person on Earth, I wouldn't talk to them.
That kind of pride, yeah.
So. Okay. So just think about that for a moment with your left eye closed. All right, and we're going to switch this now, and I'm going to have you focus on the feeling of trust. And generally, trust is not about trusting particular individuals. It's really more about trusting in God, the universe, that everything is going just as it needs to be going.
Process of life. Huh?
So, yeah, so trust.
Okay.
So I want you to keep your left eye closed, focus on trust, and I'll find the final details here. All right, and with your left eye closed, you're going to be looking down and to the left, and you'll be doing a slow, deep breath and hold it for a few seconds, and then you'll slowly breathe out and hold it out a few seconds.
So the controlled breathing.
Right, and while you're doing that controlled breathing, left eye closed, looking down to the left, you'll be thinking trust and the number six. And I'm monitoring for pulses.
So left eye closed, slow, controlled breathing, thinking the word trust and the number six.
And I'm starting to get pulses coming in together now. And for what this looks like is it's like I'm cupping a ball in my hands. You notice that?
It does look that. It looks like that. I don't know that I've seen you do that before.
Yeah, this is the occipital contacts, contacts on the back of the head.
Uh-huh.
All right, so now, good, strong pulses now. So you go ahead and breathe normally, have both eyes open, and then we're going to retest, and I'll have you close that left eye once more, Peggy. Okay, good.
Oh, good. So whatever that was, fixed that.
Yeah, we cleared that. So now I'll see if there's anything else we need to do. Okay, in the context of working with you and your animal, that was the thing that was getting in our way. So now we can
now we can work on Nea.
Yeah, now we can work on Nea. So let's see what I find here.
Well, what kind of dog is Nea? Do you know?
She's a mix. I would assume she has border collie and possibly rab in her.
Okay.
All right. And what I'm getting is a basic reset, which I'm going to be working on the right side of her neck, as well as the right side of her low back area, and waiting to connect those dots so that all the energy is flowing as it should. And so how long have you had Nea now?
We got her in 2009.
Okay, all right. So she's been with you a good long time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
she was pretty young when I got her.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's why you say she's been with you about 7 years, so obviously mm-hmm. she's got to be a little older than that.
Yeah, she's a little older than that. I just don't know how.
All right, good. I got good pulses going now on the right side here.
Excellent.
So we'll see what happens here on the left. All right, and then similar but not quite the same on the left side, the side of the neck, and down a little bit higher on the lowest part of the rib cage. And rebalancing those. These ones are really fluttering.
Hmm. Well, but that's actually, to me, that means that's a good sign.
Well, yeah,
because that means
something needs balancing, that's for sure.
Yeah, and you're doing something that's going to benefit her. So that's
great.
So now they're slowing down. We're getting a good pulse in my right finger. And now my left one's starting to come up to the same level of strong pulsing. All right. So I'll see if there's some more. Usually when it's a basic reset, there's not a lot to be done besides that the first time. But let's check here. Okay, the two head points, the one on either side of the head, I'll be contacting those. And this is where we tell Nea she's a good dog. Whether she's with you or not, you can think it.
I'll call it. Come here, Nea.
She's a good girl.
Yeah, that's a big deal. She's
Nea is
good girl.
Dog. She's a good girl. What a good dog.
Okay. All right. Good. Yeah, good. Now we got good strong pulses. There's something animals just love to hear that they're good. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially the dogs. I think the cats maybe sometimes they could care less, but.
That actually is one of the ways I got her out of being so scared. Every time I would see her, I would tell her she was good.
All right. So we have a good, solid foundation here now. So, well, let's see how that works for her.
Yeah. And I can tell you, Peggy, as an animal behavior therapist, that when you get that stress chewing, chewing is a great frustration venting behavior. And many dogs, it's kind of in instinctive that if the energy goes up, it can be either in excitement or stress, they want to chew. And for whatever reason, she's attracted to fabric.
Mm-hmm.
So on a behavior level, what you would be ideal would be to teach her to chew on an acceptable type of chewable. I use Nyla bones, but dogs don't generally know what to do with new Nyla bones. They need to be started by other dogs. That's how I get my clients' dogs onto them, or so another form of an acceptable chewable. But you could start experimenting with some good chewables with her, and then talk to her about and imagine it that good dogs chew on bones or this or that.
Okay.
And whenever she starts to chew, you say, good, good bone, good, good bone. She stops chewing, stop saying it, stop praising. She starts again, good, good bone. That's a good bone. And you really want to program her onto a really good chewable. and then be talking to her about good dogs chew on, you know, these things, mm-hmm. and stay away from the fabric. But that would be, and then along with what Dr. Nels has just done, it'd be interesting to see if it makes any difference with what Dr. Nels has done.
Absolutely.
But then I would be conditioning her and programming her on a really good, acceptable chewable.
Okay. I'll give that consideration. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks for calling Animal
World.
You're
welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
All righty. Let's see. We're staying in Seattle, and we're going to talk to Carlene. Carlene, welcome to Animal World.
Hello.
Is it happy birthday today?
Hi. Just a second. Hold on. I want to take you off speaker.
Yep, that's a good idea. Speaker phones don't do well on the air.
Okay, there we are.
Okay.
That was a quick transition. Yeah. I was listening to the previous caller. Very interesting call.
Yeah. So, happy birthday.
Oh, my gosh. She spilled the beans.
She did. Happy birthday, Carlene. So, what can Dr. Nels do for you on your birthday here?
Oh, bless your heart, and I really appreciate this. I have a personal problem that has been just going on, and it just doesn't seem to want to heal. Mm-hmm. It's a shoulder problem, and I do not know what precipitated it. It's idiopathic. I don't know what caused it.
Okay.
But it's very painful in the joint area. It's very, very hot to the touch, very, very tender
okay.
in the joint, and it radiates down across my biceps, but also right under the collarbone across to the midline of my chest.
Huh. Okay.
So anything you can do, Dr. Nels, I know you perform wonders on dogs.
Well, he does on people too.
You never
so
know.
This is definitely something you can,
yeah,
you
let's,
can work
let's,
with.
Let's have a look here. So is this the right or left? I missed that
it's
part.
The right shoulder.
The right shoulder. Okay. And so is there a particular motion that aggravates it?
It's pretty much unusable. Anything I try to do in lifting, extending my arm forward and up or to the side and up, anything in the upward direction is almost impossible.
All right,
and when I sleep, I have to sleep in one very specific location, because if I lie on my back, I can't. It's extremely excruciating.
Yeah.
And if I lie on my left side, really, you know, perpendicular to the horizontal, it's very, very painful as well. So I have to lie in a very odd place that impinges on my left arm and hand.
So here's what I want to do, because I want to try to come up with a test that I can recognize if I'm getting anywhere. So what I want you to do is, with your left arm, just reach out in front of you and then raise your arm up. So go ahead and do that.
Dr. Nels, I'm holding the phone with my left hand.
Oh.
Can I put it on speaker for a minute?
Set it down.
Just set it down.
Set it down for a moment. Just go through that motion. Raise it up as high as you can. Then pick up the phone. Let me know you're back.
Okay.
This is interesting.
Test. Yeah. So what I'm doing is I want to activate parts of the brain.
Gotcha.
All right.
Gotcha. He's testing while Carlene is lifting her arm.
Okay, that was my left arm.
All right. So now what I want you to do is a similar motion to whatever extent you can do it with your right arm, and don't kill yourself.
Okay.
Just do a little
bit. All right. Well, it will be painful, and I'm standing up now.
Okay.
So start to raise it.
Yeah. And how far forward does it go from being, let's say, at your side? How far forward can you make it go?
Not quite to horizontal, and it gets very, very painful.
Okay.
And it's hard to breathe.
Right. Okay. So that's fine.
And then when I release the arm to go down, it's also very painful.
Yeah. Okay. So
to the side, it's about the same.
Yeah. Don't worry about that, because he's testing something specific.
Let's not overcomplicate things.
Yeah. He's testing something. So just do what he says. Okay.
Yeah. So now what I'm going to do is I tested that, and my test on my end got very weak on the same one that was causing you pain. The other one was just fine, which is pretty much what I expected.
Okay.
But now that I wanted to use that to monitor. So now what I'm going to do is find out what we need to do with it. Right. Oh, and we also get the feeling of pride here. Were you listening earlier when I mentioned pride?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, pride is like, you know, if you were the last person on earth, I wouldn't talk to you kind of pride.
That's a negative
feeling, right? So now we're going to see what your positive replacement is. And in this case, it's the feeling of devotion. So you want to think the word devotion.
That's easy.
All right. And then I will find out what we need to do with that specifically. Okay, and so you're going to be looking down and to the right with your eyes closed. So you can imagine like you're looking over toward your right shoulder. And then you're going to be taking a slow, deep breath in, hold it a few seconds, and then a slow breath out, and hold it out a few seconds, and just do that slow, controlled breathing pattern. And while you do that, you're going to be thinking the word devotion and the number six.
Okay, so closed eyes, slow, controlled breathing, looking down to the right, thinking the word devotion, and the number six.
All right, and now I'm getting good pulses starting in here. And they're synchronized. And they're strong. Good. All so right. You can relax from doing all of those things. And then what I'll have you do...
Now, that didn't look like the basic reset stuff.
I'm working on the side of her head, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
So it was a left brain thing, which is interesting when you consider that it's the right side of the body that's bothering her. 80% of the fibers cross at the medulla level. That's that whole thing about left side controls right side of the body.
Right, right.
Anyway, that's what we were working with. That's not always the case because 20% of the fibers don't cross.
Oh.
Anyway, getting technical now.
Yeah.
So what
Dr.
I want you
Neal,
Yes.
I just felt the shoulder lower on the right. It just relaxed and it just
Yay.
Kind of went into a resting
All
position.
Right.
Yay.
Good.
Excellent.
So now what I want you to do is, again, slowly reach forward and up like you were doing and see if
with
there's
the
any
right
change.
Arm.
Yeah, with
okay.
the right arm.
Okay. Start to raise that arm.
Okay.
And then when it hurts, stop. And then just tell me, you know, was there anything you noticed that was any different?
No, I don't really notice any difference
okay.
yet.
Okay, and my muscle test failed
Still
again.
Failed again,
so,
yeah.
So
that means
there's
more
to be done.
Do.
I'll find out what that is specifically. We're going to stick with devotion.
Okay.
Okay, so what you're going to do is you're going to be with your eyes closed, looking down toward your right shoulder again, just with your eyes. You can keep your head looking straight ahead. And you'll do that controlled breathing. And you'll be thinking devotion and the number seven.
Okay, so closed eyes, looking down to the right, slow, controlled breathing, thinking devotion and number seven.
All right, and now we're getting some good pulses coming in here. There we are, good and strong and synchronized. So that means you can breathe normally again, have both eyes open. And then I'll have you do that test with your arm where you reach forward again like you've been doing and tell me how that goes.
Oh, that is a little better.
And it was strong. It didn't break this time.
Martha's watching me do my muscle test.
Yeah,
My muscle test didn't break.
I can definitely feel a difference.
Woohoo!
All right.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So what you do with this now is... periodically throughout the day and when you go to bed at night and when you wake up in the morning, you want to get a good solid feeling of devotion in your heart. So think about something that you're someone that you're devoted to and get that solid feeling and touch yourself over the center of your chest to remind yourself to really feel that in your heart. And that will help keep this energy going that will help keep your arm in a more healing mode. So that's
I know, Dr. Nails, you are also by trade and your doctor, you are a chiropractor.
Well, technically, yes. I recently actually, and this is like breaking news, I actually gave up my chiropractor's license so that I can practice with the animals without threat of losing my license because it's been a little bit of a problem.
But nonetheless, you have the knowledge, which you just,
right.
When you were talking about all that stuff, left and right brain and
yeah.
things. Anyway, I'm just wondering if it would be good for Carlene to be doing ice packs or cold packs or something on her shoulder or anything like that?
If it was my shoulder and it felt hot, I would put ice packs on it. I'm not necessarily saying that's the perfect thing to do. There may be lots of therapies that would be actually good for the tissues.
Uh-huh.
That's one of them that is often good for the tissues.
So a cold
Dr. Nails.
Yes.
May I ask, I'm having a sensation that I think I should pass along.
Okay.
I'm feeling a wide, an area in the shoulder that's very, very actively tingling.
Oh, well, that's
okay,
a good thing.
Good, yeah.
That means stuff is happening.
So what's happening there is, and this is kind of fun actually, is that part of your brain and your body communication had, for whatever reason, related to the feeling of pride, had gotten...
stuck in her shoulder?
Essentially, what had happened is it stopped working the way that it's supposed to. So your timing was off. Your shoulder, the various muscles that control your rotator cuff and all that, we're not firing synchronistically anymore. And so now what we've done is we've allowed your brain to reset itself, and that tingling sensation is a sign that the whole nerve communication thing is starting to work again.
All right, so that's excellent. Now, Carlene, you can do cold packs on your shoulder. I can tell you what I've learned from Jude and Paul Ponton, Jude still has her chiropractic license and acupuncture and stuff, but they always tell me for sure that you only want to use a cold pack for 10 minutes at a time, because if you use it for too long, it can cause a stagnation in that joint. So only 10 minutes, but you could do cold pack on and off. And then remember, Jude and Paul are in next Sunday, so you call in next Sunday and let's have them work on do whatever they can do, okay?
Their energy work.
Yeah, and then you can report to us how you're doing since Dr. Nails worked on you, okay?
I certainly will do that.
All right. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nails.
You're welcome.
All right. God bless. Bye-bye. All right, we are going to, Christine in Bend, Oregon, you hold on. We got to take care of advertisers for the last time, and we will continue very shortly. Animal World with Dr. Nels Rasmussen right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking, why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, Animal Intuitive Medium and Reiki Master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at darcypariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, PARISO.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Next week on Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. Nobody wants to be a spectator in life, so get empowered and feel part of something bigger with Kara Bradley. Her new book, On the Verge, shares how to be more rather than do more, how to experience rather than merely achieve. And Helene Segura shares strategies to kick chaos to the curb in her new book, The Inefficiency Assassin. Tune in every Monday at noon Pacific time right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And catch up with podcasts at conversationslive.net.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and I'm saying thank you for spending your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And it's a bioenergetic synchronization technique day, BEST for short, we call it, with Dr. Nels Rasmussen. And we are taking phone calls, and Dr. Nels is doing remote sessions for you, your animal friends, or testing for food, supplements, drugs, that kind of stuff. And we are headed down to Bend, Oregon. Another regular on the show, Christine. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Hello. Dr. Nels.
Hello, Christine.
Hello. Hi.
Hello, Dr. Nels.
Hey, Christine.
I'm calling in about coffee.
Okay.
And she's your female, what kind of Aussie, right?
Yeah, Aussie healer.
Aussie healer, and what's going on with her?
Well, she always seems to be sore or stiff, you know. But, you know, when it comes to play, she goes all out.
Yeah.
But still, so I'm wondering if maybe you could look at her and.
You know, right. Now, Kathy wrote down sore back. Do you think it's her back, or do you think she's just sore and stiff all over?
You know, it might be the back. I don't know.
Well, I found a few things to work on.
Yeah, she doesn't like me touching her back.
Okay. Well, I found a spot down just below the rib cage on the right, and then the side of the neck on the, up on the side of her neck on the right. And we'll
yeah.
get those balanced and synchronized and see what else we need to do.
Do you do anything, Christine, supplement-wise for that with her?
No, because both of them, for some reason, are losing interest in their food. So I may have to go looking for another food.
How old is she?
I think she's 7 or 8.
Okay. Well, because two things. I mean, we've already given away the missing link today on the show, but, you know, the missing link for hip and joint would
yeah,
be...
Yeah, I have that.
Do you have that?
Yeah, and I'll put it on their food every once in a while because they leave their food if there's anything in it. I don't know.
What do you feed them? But what do you feed them, dry food or canned food? Or?
I feed them both because I split a can of wet food with them with the intention Max. I feed them Max, Nutromax.
Okay.
I feed them three different flavors.
Okay. And what, you get dry food, their dry food, and then you mix in the canned food?
I have the dry. I don't mix it. I usually will put it on top of it, and it's Nutro dry food.
Yeah, I'd mix it up.
Okay.
And what I do with Robbie, I'd put his dry food in with his probiotics and missing link, and then a little cool water, and I stir it up and mix that all up.
Oh, okay.
And then I add his raw meaty bone grind in and stir that in. But I find with him, if I give him like just the missing link or the powders dry and don't put that water in to mix it up, he doesn't like eating it as much because it's dry and it sticks in his throat. So that little bit of water to mix it in makes it go down smoother.
Well, I mix it in with the wet food.
Oh, okay.
And then they have the Science Diet Oral, those big oral chunks that are supposed to be good for their teeth.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Charlie likes to pick it up, one of the kernels up, and walk around the house with it.
Uh-huh.
Takes it outside. When he gets nervous, he'll pick one up and walk around with it.
Now, it's interesting. I want to check in with Dr. Nels because it looks like he's doing some different stuff here with Kavi.
I did a basic reset.
That's what I thought, but now you're someplace else.
Yeah, this one, on some occasions, I find out that I need to work on both sides of the body, you know, or opposite sides, right and left side. And we're finding a spot in the middle of the neck. And that's often the case in, you know, back problems, is it's really coming from a neck situation. So anyway, we're getting that neck balanced, and it's still not quite there, but as that improves, that should help generally what I find is when the neck gets balanced and relaxed, there's a similar spot down in the lower back that will do the same thing, as just like the other end of the spine balancing itself. All right, and now we're getting good, strong pulses on both of those. All right, and I had a nice sharp intake of breath there, another sign that the energetic shift happened.
Oh, good.
So, all right, we've got Kavi rebalanced, rebooted.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah, I really missed my dog chiropractor. She moved to Portland.
Oh.
Oh. And there isn't nobody else down there, huh?
No, no. I would take my other dog to her regularly, Sarah. But Sarah passed away. So.
Well, maybe you need Dr. Nels to do remotes.
Yeah, I'm going to have to schedule one regularly for her.
Yeah, you might want to do that. You can.
I mean, do you have a maintenance package or something? You know,
yeah,
like once a month or something.
I do have some kind of maintenance package thing that we might be able to do that would be useful. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So you have better than a chiropractor with Dr. Nels.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. You know, it's exactly what's wrong with her.
Yeah. Exactly. Cool. So you know how to, you've got his contact information, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
all right,
cool.
Great, Christine.
All right, Christine. Thanks for calling Animal World. We'll talk to you next week, probably, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Blessings. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see.
All right, we are almost out of time, but we don't have time to start another phone call, and Kathy's still getting folks screened. But I did want to say, the Seattle Animal Shelter sent out a reminder this week about protecting our animal friends from the hot weather. And it's very good, because I've noticed, we had some wonderful days. And we've always said that, on 70 degree days, you can't leave your animals in the car. It's just because it gets fatally hot in 10 minutes. But I noticed this week that even at 60 degrees in the sun, it was too hot to leave Robbie in the car. And I don't know if that has to do with the climate change or whatever's going on, but it's hot. I think you got to be even more cautious now with the warmer weather. And make sure that in your house you've got good window. If you have cats, you've got good window screens and they're secure, because if you're opening your windows for airflow, you don't want your cats escaping if they're not supposed to. And did you know that it's now a Washington state law, went into effect last year, that makes it a violation to leave an animal unattended in a vehicle or enclosed space if the animal could be harmed or killed by exposure to heat or cold or lack of ventilation and lack of water? So it's an animal cruelty charge. So you better really be paying attention. And I've got some other tips here that I'll share with you if we have time when we get to current events. We'll obviously do that sometime in the next hour of the show. I do have a couple of open phone lines, 425-373-5527 or 1-888-298-5569. And if you've got a question or comment for Dr. Nels or Animal World in general, you can send us an email to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. All righty, we are going to turn this hour around, fire up hour number 3, and Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.